doctors are a tiny number out of the total number who work both within the NHS and in private medicine. Whenever this issue has been discussed, both by the Royal Colleges, so the Royal College of GPs, psychiatrists, they have always firmly rejected any changes to the law on assisted suicide or euthanasia. And when this issue was last voted on by doctors from the BMA, again, they firmly rejected any changes to the law.
Okay, there's an important change in Margaret MacDonald's latest bill in that it provides more safeguards for vulnerable people. I mean, that's one of the big concerns about this legislation, isn't it? So presumably, if that kind of concern is being addressed, it's it might be a bit easier for doctors to accept this legislation.
No, again, I have to wholeheartedly disagree. There is no safe form of this law. Much of the legislation is based on the state of Oregon. But what we have seen in Oregon are examples of people being pressured into ending their lives when they've been refused life-saving and life-extending drugs, but are being offered the lethal cocktail barbiturates. The law, unfortunately, is a very blunt instrument and is unable to recognise all the subtleties and unique characteristics of people's lives when they're either terminally ill or profoundly disabled, and therefore cannot possibly provide adequate safeguards.
You mentioned that this is actually a small number of doctors, and of course it is compared to the amount of doctors in Scotland, but one of them makes the point that they don't want to be labelled Dr. Death by coming out and supporting this, you know, so I'll bet there's a lot of doctors out there who do believe that assisted suicide should be legalised, they just don't want to say it.
No, that's absolutely, again, completely wrong. The overwhelming majorities of doctors are firmly opposed to changing law on assisted suicide or euthanasia. As I said, when doctors themselves vote on the issue at the BMA conference only a year and a bit ago, they firmly rejected any changes to the law. Polls of doctors as well have shown very high levels of opposition to changing law on assisted suicide and euthanasia.
We've seen cases go through the courts as well, haven't we, of people who really are sure that they're ready to die and that they're having a pretty appalling end-of-life experience. What do you say to them?
Well, I would say the law is there to protect the vulnerable, to protect those who are disabled or simply vulnerable and elderly. And I was very moved by the comments made by Baroness Jane Campbell last week in a debate in the House of Lords about the need to maintain the current legislation, and Baroness Campbell is disabled herself. And I was also hugely encouraged by the comments by Baroness Tanny Gray Thompson, who is probably Britain's most successful Paralympian, who again very firmly said, if you start down a legislative path that differentiates between able-bodied and healthy people and the terminally ill and the disabled, then you are on a very slippery slope to putting a marker down saying that because you are disabled and terminally ill, your life is less worth living than if you're able-bodied and healthy. And I don't think we really want to live in a society that makes that differential.